Hi, this is Brian Dougherty from Clarity Consulting. In this module, we'll look at SharePoint Online branding. We'll start with a look at why branding is important and what has changed with SharePoint 2010. We'll look at the different options you can take in your branding approach. This video will focus on simple branding options. Other videos in this module will discuss how to customize your SharePoint Online site using custom styles and custom master pages, and how to deploy your branding solutions. First, let's talk about why branding is important. The most common reason is to maintain your company's corporate identity. You want to build a consistent look and feel, and you want SharePoint to integrate with your other solutions. Beyond look and feel, branding allows you to tailor the user experience. You can control the navigation across the site, and you can customize the location and style of other elements throughout your pages. With SharePoint 2010, you can create more than just another website. By extending the out-of-box functionality, you can build a collaboration solution that works best for your users. SharePoint 2010 has many branding-related improvements. The most obvious are the user interface changes. Most notable among them is the ribbon, providing context-sensitive functionality. Other changes include the use of modal dialogues, changes to location of the navigational elements, and the need for fewer page refreshes. A new theme engine is included with SharePoint 2010. It allows you to apply a set of fonts and colors to a site. With SharePoint 2010, Silverlight and Media are supported out of the box through new web parts. The pages have been built to be XHTML compliant and make better use of cascading style sheets. Lastly, with SharePoint Designer 2010 and Visual Studio 2010, the tools for building SharePoint solutions are vastly improved. Planning branding is similar to planning any other website project. First, you're going to determine your target audience. Who are your users? What's your security? And how are you going to organize your content? You need to determine the browser and resolution support. And also think about how you need to reuse your customizations. Is this a one-time customization, or do you need to redeploy your customization across multiple sites and multiple environments? With more detailed customization, you may start with prototypes or wireframes. Then you'll develop those solutions, test them, most likely on your on-premise site, and then finally deploy to SharePoint Online. Regardless of the level of customizations you want to make, you'll likely want to enable the publishing features. This involves activating the SharePoint Server Publishing Infrastructure Site Collection feature and the SharePoint Server Publishing Site feature. This enhances the navigation options available in the web UI. It enables the ability to set the master page and alternate CSS. It also enables the ability to force subsite inheritance of the look and feel options you choose. The level of customization when branding will dictate the skill set and effort required. End users will be able to make simple changes, like logo and theme. Power users, designers, and IT pros will be able to override the out-of-the-box styles. For full structural changes, a developer skill set is likely required. Let's look at simple branding options. The most common will be site logo. This is a simple end-user customization. A user can upload an image to the style library via the Web UI or SharePoint Designer 2010, and then set the path to that via the site settings. Another common customization will be the site navigation. Again, you can control via the site settings. The global navigation or top navigation and the current navigation or left navigation are both available for control. You can show and hide subsites and pages. You can set the display order. You can even add custom links. These changes are made per site. The final type of simple customization is using themes. You can set the theme via the site settings. You select from a set of pre-built themes. These themes are customizable. You also have the ability to build a custom theme using Word or PowerPoint and save a theme file. You then upload that file to the theme gallery and select your new theme.